This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's another commodity not doing so hot. Oil, specifically the West Texas benchmark, hit $41 a barrel on the way down today, off just a hair shy of 3%. I saw an analyst this morning saying the crude, he thinks, is going to hit $30 a barrel before it's going to hit 50 again. So think about that, just in terms of global demand. All right. Meanwhile, IAC, Interactive Corporation, is after Angie's List. IAC has put in a hostile bid of more than $500 million for the website, where consumers pay to read reviews of service providers like roofers and plumbers and painters and all those. Amazon and Google are also trying to get into that space. Amazon with its new home services website, Google offering a special online advertising deal to service providers. Sally Herships has more now on why the home services landscape is getting a renovation.
It may seem hard to believe, but not all businesses that advertise put their ads on the internet. Rohit Kulkarni is an internet analyst with RBC. He says many small businesses still promote themselves like it is the 1980s.
On local TV, on local radio, direct mail.
Even in the yellow pages. Remember those? Kulkarni says this means if you're in the business of e-commerce or online advertising, you see those local ads as a huge untapped market.
You have anywhere between $100 to $150 billion spent by these small local businesses on local advertising.
Which is why IAC, Amazon, and Google are moving into the home services space. Google is testing a new ad service for electricians, contractors, and handymen who do those special jobs around the house that you can't. And Amazon has a new home services website.
If you're looking to buy some plumbing material on Amazon, you might also want a plumber.
Neil Doshi is a research analyst with Mizuho Securities. He says Amazon is also offering a new feature for consumers, guaranteeing the service. And that's different than just reading a review on Angie's List or Yelp.
So if you're not happy with it, then you don't have to pay for it.
Which is good for consumers, of course. But for small businesses, reaching the hundreds of millions of customers that Amazon and Google have access to may pay off big time. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.